How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, Jay Foreman, DP, Ellie, old school, second segment before we turn it over here to get ready for this Nebraska-Wisconsin game. Update, Huskers are down 74-70, 34 seconds left to Creighton. The game was scored, tied 66-66. Creighton ran off 8 points in a row. Huskers that came back. 33 seconds left, so we'll see. Tough sledding up there. In you know, I-80 battle. Doesn't matter about the records. Nebraska comes in undefeated. Creighton only had to play 3 games, which is weird. You know, you'd think they would be closer, you know, to 5 games. But nevertheless, they got them on the home court and back-to-back threes and layups. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, Creighton has attempted 29 threes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the difference in the – I mean, this is – you talk about all the numbers. One, I mean, they're making all the free throws. But they're 13 of 29 from three. Nebraska's 5 of 16. And missing Potts – look, Potts was the difference maker for this team. So they'll have to find some answers pretty quickly.
Yeah, they'll have to – I mean, it's hard. It just happened recently, so this is a game that where you're trying to figure out your continuity. It's one thing to do it in practice, another thing to do it in a game against a team that's extremely hot.
Yeah.
29 threes. Not only – it's not even the amount of threes you attempted. It's the what you make. I mean, that's 39 points right there off the three. So three free throws, but then also they're shooting it pretty decent from two as well, 50% from two, 29 to 61. So they're doing pretty well.
Let's shout out Paul Klempa and the bowling team. They're in New Jersey. Their first round, they went 5-0 today.
Yeah.
Second in pin count, but 5-0 in a tough tournament, a stacked tournament, New Jersey. So, but they had a pretty good day going 5-0, winning all the Baker matches, and some pretty good matchups. And then of course tomorrow it'll get real interesting and deep because now you got the top of the seeds to play through, but well done.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big weekend for Husker sports. I mean, I always got women basketball playing Creighton. You got the bowling team, and then you got the Nebraska's.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
But football is obviously playing, and then obviously you got volleyball later on. So it's a big weekend all around. And
Husker Wrestling is in Annapolis. They're in Jay's old neighborhood. They're in Annapolis, Maryland at the Navy Classic. Defending, I think they've won the title the last 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, a lot going on. Yeah.
Who do you guys have winning the volleyball game?
I think Nebraska. I've watched Wisconsin actually when they played Minnesota a couple days ago. Minnesota was actually probably, I felt like, gave Nebraska a pretty good run for their money. Mm-hmm. So, but Wisconsin ended up winning on their home court. I think Nebraska wins.
I don't want Nebraska to look forward to Penn State.
Oh, they're not looking forward to Penn State.
Watching Purdue and Penn State slug it out, you kind of got the vibe that, you know, the Big Ten was pointing everybody towards this. And all the while, they're lurking as the Wisconsin Giant. And they're familiar enough that, listen, they could be a problem. Mm-hmm. So hopefully The center is rocking tomorrow night. Hopefully the football team gives them some momentum. Maybe the basketball team giving them some momentum tonight. Playing well, that would certainly help. And then football, you know, setting it on fire with a – it's the same fans, right, that if Wisconsin is here for football and volleyball, that hopefully they have a little less pep in their step when they hit Devaney Center tomorrow night.
Devaney's going to be packed. Tickets are – really, really expensive. My dad sold hit both of his tickets for over $1,000.
Well done, Dad. Well done. You tell him that score.
Guy go towards your Christmas present.
I know.
Score.
I mean, it's a big weekend.
Hey, you sold those.
Score.
Remember? Yeah, remember? We didn't tell Mom. We.
You know.
Tell him, right? We. Tell him we.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We sold these and we didn't tell Mom. So it's a big deal. But,
I don't know what you're talking about.
We shall see. You know, I mean, obviously with the football team, it's a big game.
Oh, my. Yeah. Hey. What? Hey, I just went to take a look. And, I guess Nebraska's not doing cheap volleyball tickets tomorrow.
No.
Those are more than the football tickets. 5 minutes.
No. There's not.
Everybody wants to get a piece.
There is
Nebraska
not
volleyball.
A cheap ticket in
any stadium that you go to.
And Lincoln is not going to be cheap for the game tomorrow. It's not going to be cheap for the volleyball game. Both games are going to be competitive when you face against your arch rival. There is an emotional price tag to go to both. So, with senior day on both sports is definitely going to be amplified. Wisconsin obviously would love to spoil both senior days. I do think, unlike most times, which they'll probably go home with two L's. It'll be tough though, man. It's a perfect setting for. Oh, well, Nebraska went and swept Wisconsin. I think they got the exercise those demons.
Wisconsin played so bad.
Yeah. And so they're going to come in with a chip in their shoulder, but I think Nebraska is actually playing a lot better.
Really good.
Yeah, so it's going to be Clash of the Titans. That'll be interesting a little bit later, but I think the football team is going to tee it up for them. I don't know how they're going to do it. I just think they're going to get it done. I don't think it's going to be pretty.
No.
I think it's going to be a 20-14, 20-16, 17 type of game. Nebraska's going to have to gut it out.
Here's the question for you, Jay. If you're Nebraska volleyball, are you watching Nebraska-Wisconsin football?
Why not?
Is that not like an emotional roller coaster, an emotional drain?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I don't think they're worried about it. I think they'll watch it just pastime, and there's no direct correlation to what happens at Memorial Stadium to what they're going to do. And
a lot of them have relationships.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to watch the game. I don't think that has
anything
to do with it.
They got to watch their boyfriends and stuff
or not.
They got to be able to hold it over their head if they don't hold it up.
They'll watch to just like see like okay how they play. If they lose, they'll be like, "Don't worry, guys, we got you.
We got you."
Yeah.
If you lose, don't worry. We're gonna go 1-1.
Here, football player.
I'm gonna go win now.
That'll be done until you say, you know what? Yeah, let me just look and show you my NIL real quick, and then it's definitely even, Steven. Yeah. I think it gets the misconception is. I think people, football team turns the lights on and off, but nevertheless, lights been off for a while. So it's up to them to make it shine bright. There is no time like the present for both teams, but it's just different situations.
I would hope senior night puts a drive in. Like, this is your last game on home turf. Do something about it.
Well, I think the biggest thing, which doesn't matter if it's basketball, football, volleyball on senior night, you need the guys and gals that aren't the seniors to pay homage and pay it forward and play their best game, because as young as you are at that time, freshman, sophomore, junior, it becomes a little bit more a reality. Time goes by quick. Once you get into sports season, the year goes by faster. It just seems like yesterday we were waiting, 60 days, 30 days before the first kickoff.
Tell
and here we are
it.
Two games left. And so with essentially, we got a game right on the horizon. So it'll be a tough game tomorrow.
How many Nebraska football games have you gone to in your life?
I've gone to a lot.
Yeah.
My dad has season tickets before I was even born. So
it's a thing for your family.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was just looking. There's tickets available. You can get in tomorrow.
My dad has good tickets right behind our bench.
Well done.
I know.
Well done, Dad.
The new bench or the old one? New bench. Yeah, so it was proper planning. Yeah. That's what
last year we were behind opponent's bench, and that was fun to just heckle. But now we're behind, and I get to see people.
Which one do you like better? What side do you like better?
Our side.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a long time coming. Yeah. So we didn't get to take advantage of the shade too much because we had night games. But, and then obviously, you know, it'd be a little cool tomorrow. So you probably want to be on the other side. But
I need to look at how cold it's going to be tomorrow. I got to drive a golf cart.
Yeah. See, you better proper planning.
Yeah. You got to take care of the guys tomorrow. Uh-huh. You know, you got to take care of the crew tomorrow.
It's going to be mid-50s. You'll be okay. Cargo.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah, I thought it was going to be way
worse.
Put
the windshield up.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Partly cloudy. By the hour.
I was planning on wearing like 15 layers.
Well, I would just because.
Just because. You can always take layers off.
High winds anyway. So even that at 55 during the game, it's still going
to
hit
you. Listeners, if you plan on going to the game, make sure that you're wearing all layers because it's better to take layers off than not have layers to put on.
Tell them.
Yeah. It depends on how much they tailgate, you know, how many fireballs they have, right?
Well, so it says
the liquid blanket, you know.
So at 11 a.m., most tailgates as they're starting, what, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock? 37 degrees early in the morning. 32 at 7 a.m., 33 at 8, 37 degrees at 9, 41 degrees at 10. 46 degrees at 11, at noon, 50 degrees, at kickoff, 55 degrees, partly cloudy, no chance of rain, 11 mile an hour winds.
Good, no rain.
No rain. And then the second half, temperature is going to drop back down to 45. So just prepare.
I'll be prepared. Bring a parka.
it won't be that bad.
Jay will break out his.
It won't be that bad. It'll only be bad if you start losing with the liquid blanket, as you call it. It's magically you start getting colder if the team doesn't play well. But I think they'll play well. So they can get really to cover the game. We're gonna take a quick break. Come back, put a bow on this bad boy. Jay Foreman, DP Ellie. We'll be right back.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.